Now, continuing our commemoration of the late President Václav Havel, in a special interview today, we talk with Tomáš Sedláček, the renowned economist who in 2001, as a precocious university graduate, came to work for Mr. Havel as an economic advisor. He began by telling me what it was like to meet the iconic figure for the first time.
Yes, I was 23, and I unfortunately only worked for him a little over a year or so. And the first time I met was at Hradeček, which is the residence of the president. And there we were debating the Securities Commission. And one of the things that was under my sort of portfolio that I was looking at was the members of the committee and the way the commission, the Securities Commission, works. And of course, I was very, very nervous because it was a person, of course, for whom not only me but the whole nation has a huge respect. But this nervousness fell away in the first not even a minute. And he was so very kind. It was a pleasure to meet him. And one is always nervous when he is meeting his or her boss, especially if it's such an important person. But since that very first few minutes, I was always after this looking forward to meeting him without any fear or hesitation. Even as a young man, I felt a great ear and a very kind approach. So it was a great pleasure, and the nervousness went away extremely quickly.
And so, was it a strictly working relationship, or did you also feel like he was a friend?
Well, I don't think I could go as far as to call myself a friend. We were never on the first term basis, but we would see each other from time to time, even because we had the custom of after he left, or we left the castle, we would still meet on somewhat regular basis in one of the Prague pubs. So and also a couple of times at Hradeček, where he was always the humble center of the gravity, and we also tried to work with him on other projects. He was also very kind to endorse with an introduction both of my books, and this is the way we kind of worked, always trying to support, I think I was at least trying to carry the heritage of sort of his humanistic approach to economics.
How would you describe his grasp of economics and business issues?
Well, he had a very original grasp. He understood it in the very wide context of the society and the age and Europe and really globally. So I must say that he was little away and ahead of the mainstream thinking here in the Czech Republic, but he was a huge influence on it. And I think he was, the one who was always trying to say that economics is more than just money and profit, and that companies have a larger role to play, which is today quite a common, not only in the world, but also in the Czech Republic. But 10 years ago, when he started propagating the idea, it was truly original and controversial, and I think he had a huge impact on the way the Czech society looks today and the Czech economy. I think without him, it would be much more narrow-minded and much more closed. And I also think that he, being a big European, played a huge part in against all the anti-European voices here in the Czech Republic that we, during his reign and influence, were a credible member of the European structures and NATO structures.
When you will find yourself 20 years from now thinking back on Václav Havel and your time working with him, what specific occasions will come to mind?
Without any doubt, he already has become a legend during his lifetime. Not only a legend, I think something even more. He's become a symbol of a certain way of thinking that was very close to the Prague cafeteria and intellectuals and all the people that sort of worked with hope and ideals that are a little further than just a short-term profit. Me personally, I will always remember him as the one who's able to, dance with Rolling Stones and yet have a credible meeting with the most important issues in not just the Czech Republic or Europe, but truly globally. I will always remember him as he who was able to open doors everywhere, always trying to be helpful and humble. And also the way he constructed his thinking, always trying to look and succeeding to look at things from a vantage point that was original. And this, I think, is something that we all have learned and are learning from him.
What would you say that your collaboration with Václav Havel brought you professionally and personally?
Well, it was my first serious job, so to speak, after I finished my university training. So, the first couple of months I was trying to be very silent and just observe. I've met the most amazing array of people that was around Havel. Of course, this is a job that one should get full of at the end of his career or her when one is fully, experienced. I had the opposite case. I had the luxury of being able to, from the office of the president, to call any economist or intellectual that I wanted to consult a particular issue that concerned a decision that the president was supposed to make. So nobody ever refused me. So I did this quite a lot to be able to bring to the president the fullest array of opinions of influential thinkers. This is, of course, a network that is closely knit together till this very day.
Lastly, from your own point of view, looking into the future, what kind of impact will the death of Václav Havel have on Czech society, and will it change anything?
I think it will. I was extremely surprised how many people came to Wenceslas Square on Sunday. It was really a huge crowd, and I think we only now will slowly learn to realize the gift we had, which happens to a nation once in a very, very long time, that there is born a personality that is recognized, truly recognized, without a doubt, around the world, literally by all the sympathetic leaders. And the very ceremony on Friday, for which the biggest personalities of the world are planning to arrive, is a symbol of that. And I think we've lost something. I think we will learn to appreciate him a little more. And I think, as always was the case with him being a little bit of a prophet ahead of time, maybe we will only understand some of his thoughts a little later when they'll be more transparent.
That was economist Tomáš Sedláček and advisor